there. You are live with Kid Kinetic, a.k.a. Khalil Elliott, presenting you with Gray. Gray, you're a design student here at NC State, and in your short time, you've made a lot of impact in your work. Can you please tell me why you came here? Why did you choose NC State out of anywhere else in North Carolina?
Didn't tour many schools. I only toured SCAD, Savannah College of Art and Design, in Savannah, Georgia, and then NC State. And I don't know, both were great, both I applied to and both I got into, but NC State, their design program was just really unique. They have this whole studio setup where every major will get their own studio and kind of just have their own workplace within the school, and I think that's really interesting, and I think it really helps me creatively and with my workflow. And I think it's a really unique place, and I definitely am glad I chose State.
See, I was under the impression that almost every school had a design studio for all the students. But do they not in most schools?
Well, they have studio classes, but none of them are like studio spaces where you can always be in there, and they're always open to you.
Right.
They're pretty much your workspace. Their schools, their design programs just aren't as in-depth, not even by a long run. They put a lot of effort into creating some successful designers here.
Yeah, I've been in that studio before. It's big, it is unsupervised, there are rafters, there are people along the rafters. There's just art projects everywhere in like various stages. It's crazy. What first got you into critical design?
Critical design?
Critical design as in you first started really understanding yourself as an artist. You really started to pave your way into getting to, I guess, a higher plateau of what you understood that you could do.
I guess it was really a slow progression. Been doing art my entire life, ever since I could remember. And I've just been slowly progressing the whole time, really. But I guess a point where I was like, wow, maybe I can, or I guess maybe I'm better than I thought, was definitely last year, freshman year here. You know, I've been an artist my whole life, and I definitely know that I want to be an artist as a career. I don't want to do anything else but art, definitely. But last year, I saw a lot of improvement in this school, and yeah, I mean, I just kind of reached a new level. I think that's really cool.
Nice, man. Tell me this. When I say anime, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Japan. Japanese characters speaking Japanese.
Nice. So, how would you compare the Japanese art form to our Western cartoons?
I think with American cartoons, we focus a lot more on the publicity aspect, the media aspect, so we're shooting for an audience and trying to make them laugh or feel certain emotions. In Rick and Morty's case, it's like, you know, teens, preteens, maybe some adults, just, you know, generic, just clever jokes.
Right.
But I think in Japan, it's way more of an artistic thing. They take very much pride in their cartoons, and these teams get together and they create like art pieces, and that's why these animes will only be like 10 episodes long and stuff like that, because they just take their time and they create these masterpieces, and you know, they're not shooting to really, I guess, please an audience. They're just creating their art, and everyone's there to witness that they create.
Well, that's about all the time we have here, folks. Gray, I want to really thank you for coming out today, man. I really enjoyed that.
My pleasure.
Let's wrap it up, people.